Well, good morning, or at least it's morning somewhere. It's 12:15 p.m. I just missed the morning here. When I started, it was morning, just barely, but it was. Blue sky day here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. And questioning my life choices at this point. 80-something, which is just way too hot. For walking outside at noon and without sunscreen, I might add. It's just sort of like comedy of errors this morning. I would blame Satisfactory, except that it's really no fault but my own. I did this to myself. A self-inflicted wound where I thought, oh, you know, it won't be that bad. When I left, it was like 72, which is borderline. I walk at 72 degrees indoors, so yeah, it would be all right. And then in the last 20 minutes, it's gone up 10 degrees. This is March. This is March. This is not right. This just ain't right. And I'll blame Satisfactory for eating my brain this morning. I got going on trying to diagnose a problem with fuel. Good, you? This is too hot. I know. It's too early for it to be this hot. The lady with the little dog. Haven't seen her in a while. She's loving it. I mean, so much. Anyway. I still have a little bit of water left in my water bottle. That's good. So, yeah, I was playing Satisfactory this morning and got tangled up trying to sort out fuel for my drone fleet. And trying to logic out how I wanted the fuel to operate. There are a lot of different ways to make it happen. There's a bunch of daisy chain kinds of things. I have created multiple drone ports around on the various factories that make the items that I don't use very many of, so that transporting them via drone is not that much of a big deal. I'm kinda thinking about what happens now that the vehicles have, I'm gonna rest here a minute, slow down in the shade. Now that the vehicles have a pathing mechanism that's similar to laying rails, I haven't tried it yet, but if it really does work the same way laying rails does, then yeah, that's a game changer. That's a significant game changer. So I'm looking forward to trying that out too. I probably should start a new save. I'm in phase 4, stage 8. I've got just like one more stage to go. But I'm at the point where I'm stuck behind, fused frames. The ones that take heavy modular frames and apply nitrogen and rubber, or nitrogen and, yeah, that's right, nitrogen and rubber. Nitrogen and something. Turn them into fused modular frames. I've built out much more than I normally do. Where I have a place that's just making sheets, iron sheets, and a place that's just making all the copper tool, all the copper products. One that's making all the iron products. One that's making all the steel products. And I'm not, generally speaking, tapping those to go to the next tier of items. So I'm creating pretty much modular factories from scratch each time I do it. So my crystal oscillators, for example, start with iron ore, copper ore, and raw quartz. And I'm making 5 of those a minute, which is that's a hell of a lot more than I usually make. But where I need them, I'm only using like 1 a minute. And I'm making 5, so I can do some stuff with that. I've built a port, a drone port, that lets me send a drone in, pick up a load of crystal oscillators, and take them over to where I need them. Which, at this point, is... I think it's radio control units. Ideally, I would have a radio control unit factory that does radio control units, starting with iron ore. And I'm going to build one of those. To feed, what the hell is it? There's something that needs a lot of radio control units. But in the meantime, I've got a factory that's producing them at a reasonable rate. I'm loading them into my dimensional storage. Wait, I realize this is probably... way too much detail for you. Not really significant. I'm enjoying Satisfactory. Let's put it that way. Let's talk about the Wizards next, because that's next. I started seriously working on that a few days ago. Well, a week ago now. And I think I mentioned the last time, or one of the recent talks, I think I mentioned I started, wasn't happy with it, threw it out, start again. The second pass, paying attention to what happens next instead of what happens now. World of difference. World. And I'm really happy. I'm kind of excited to get back to it. But I did not get back to it. Well, I did. No, that's not true. I did get back to it this morning. I went in and looked it over and thought, okay, what happens after this? Or does something continue to happen that comes before? And I don't think so. I think I'm at the point where I need a chapter break. And I need to shift the story slightly to what happens next without getting bogged down in the details of what's happening right now. So I'm kind of anxious to get back to it, but I haven't really dug into it too far yet today. I did read it over again this morning, changed a few things, tightened up a few lines. I tend to get a little carried away. Big surprise. Here's the lady that fell down. It's coming the opposite way. Oh, she lives over here apparently. Okay. So anyway, I'm pleased with what's going on. I could wish for a little... Coming up on a get right set with me. More post. I could wish for a little more focus, a little more, gee, I'd like to do that. So I'm going to play Satisfactory instead. But Satisfactory gives my brain a chance, I think. I mentioned it this morning. I think playing is as much part of the process that I need to trust as actually putting words on the page. It takes my front brain and ties it up and lets my hind brain deal with the story, including the story I'm telling myself about the game, but the story I'm telling myself about Roger and Barbara and Fidelia and Shackelford. I don't have a great deal of protection from shade here, with the sun just ahead of my right shoulder. I hope I'm not going to get too toasty here. This would be bad. Brain, remind me tomorrow. Walk earlier. Yeah, 2 days on the treadmill wasn't terrible. It wasn't walking in sunshine. It wasn't spring. It wasn't fresh air. It wasn't away. It was just plugging in differently. So definitely second class, but in terms of little noses on the lilacs here. 2 miles a day, 2 miles on the treadmill is still 2 miles. And it's on an incline, so it's 2 miles uphill all the way. It doesn't register with the Fitbit, because I don't actually change elevation. My location doesn't shift. It doesn't see me stepping up. It just sees me walking. But still, it's 2 miles to the good. But I gotta get back. I've got a got an appointment I have to cover this afternoon at 2, which will give me just about enough time to scruff down a little bit of lunch and put my boots back on and head off again. I may not even take my boots off, I don't know. Baked bread this morning came out good. I should have some for lunch. What a good idea. Dogwood's beginning to blossom. I think that's a dogwood. Look at this. That's a lot of blossoms. It's been, what, 5 days? 2, 3, 4. Yeah, today's the 5th day since I've been out here. The dogwoods are showing a lot of white petals. It's quite lovely. They barely show at this point against all of the dark gray wood, but there's another bush that's all flower, all leafed out. Where there's been water and heat. There's some kind of frond. I don't know what kind of frond it is. Okay, move. Truck. What am I reading? What am I reading? Kill switch. Eating somebody. Interesting, a bit of adventure kind of story. Super soldiers in the future whose cognizance was transferred to cyborgs. Although once the fleshy bits morph off, which they do over time. It's all hardware and software at that point, which is, are they still cyborgs or are they just self-aware robots? I don't know. Interesting questions. The government wants them back because they made them to fight a war with. Super soldiers, yes. Brr. None of our citizens were harmed in the slaughter of the enemy, except for the people who had their whole cognizance stripped away and loaded into the mechanical marvels. So, fun, interesting. Book of the month? Maybe. Maybe. I think I've read other books that I like better, but it's not bad. Damn Saint Grace here, but will I go to book 2? I don't know. That'll be the real test. Will I go to book 2, or is 1 enough? I don't know. Hell. Oh. I thought this woman had her kids tied up. I was not seeing the kid. Looking at something altogether different. Willow sister's looking willowy. Very yellow in the early afternoon light. Oh, really yellow if I look over my sunglasses. I did put on my sunglasses. Actually looking a little bit green. Because, yeah, the sun is bright. Music this morning was LA Woman. Still listening working my way through the LA Woman album, the FLAC recording from cassette. It's really fun. Just start the album and let it go, and it goes. It does the same thing with tracks, but I didn't have to do any work for the FLAC. I just had to be aware that I was capturing from a cassette and saving it to a file, and then moved it across for a machine before it got to my my ears. There. Made it. At the back gate. 20 minutes. That's the point where I say tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.